Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, June 19th. We're back with you with another guest. And Danny is looking rested today, no? Or did you sleep very well?
No, I went out last night.
So. Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what helps you feel better.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you don't sleep as much.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You know, yesterday, last night I went to sleep at 11:30.
That's good.
So I got 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
You think I'm any less tired than I always am?
No, but
forget
tomorrow.
About it. Tomorrow I'm going to the sleep clinic.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens there. But I don't know what's happening to me. And I was telling our guests this before the show. I started having like when I lie down and then I get up, I'm feeling dizzy, you know, and I almost fell a couple times. What the hell is happening to me?
Oh, that's weird.
Right? Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on. You're not on the air yet. He wants to give us his advice. Well, we'll rush through it so we can bring Craig on.
Maybe you're just not eating enough.
No, I'm eating enough.
Maybe low blood sugar. I get really dizzy when I don't have enough sugar.
But how can it be? I always have enough sugar in my body.
Before you go to bed?
Yeah, I eat chocolate and things like that.
I mean, I don't know then. Go to your doctors. I mean, dizzy spells is your body telling you something.
I know.
So I would pay attention to that for sure.
I know. I have to be careful with that. And I'm you know, the first thing you're thinking is,
I'm getting older.
Is that how I'm going to go? Lose my brain, you know?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. And the brain is fragile because there's no warning signs.
Right. And it's your essence. If you start forgetting who you are, you know, things like that, you're gone, you know?
Yeah. So well, I went out yesterday and I had no dizzy spells, but I drank a lot and I was not drunk at all.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, this is weird.
How's that possible?
I drank almost 3/4 of a bottle of wine at 2 glasses when I was out.
Wow,
and I was not drunk.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was miserable. I went out during the day because I wasn't going to do anything, but I haven't been motivated to film YouTube videos.
Right.
And that's basically how I have to make my money now.
Right.
So some guy that's been asking me out forever was like, let's go grab a drink. Let's go grab tacos and margaritas. I'm like, whatever. I'll do that. That is an excuse for me to do my makeup.
Right.
So I can film. So I get ready and he makes me pay for my shit.
How? What did he say?
So the tab comes. Oh, at the beginning he was like, do you guys want to keep a tab open or do you want to close? He goes, no, we'll keep it open. So at the end he goes, oh, he puts his card down. He goes, you're going to pay for your half, right? Uh-huh. I was like, what a loser.
Really?
That hasn't happened to me since I was like in eighth grade.
And what did you say?
I just looked at him and I left without saying bye to him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Car. Did you pay?
Yeah, I paid.
Wow. I would have just gotten up, told him.
I know. I really thought about it, but I was like, I feel like I'm being tested right now.
Yeah.
So then my girlfriend was like, let's go to Tao at like midnight for this dinner. My friend is like hosting a dinner. You don't have to pay for anything. So I was like, okay, cool. But I went and she was on her cell phone the whole time. Anytime I tried to have a conversation with her, anything, I think she gave me eye contact once.
That's terrible.
And I was like, this is just a weird day.
Yeah,
like, the vibe
kind of
is just off.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. I still can't believe that guy, though, you know? I mean, it's one thing, you know, if the woman says, do you want me to help with the bill, you know, which I'm not doing.
You asked me out. I didn't ask you out.
No, but sometimes women do that to be polite. And
I never say no,
you know? But
I never have.
That's okay. I mean, you're entitled to expect.
Like, if I'm in a room.
Especially if he's the one taking you out.
You asked me out, bro.
Right.
If I knew I was going to pay, I would have kept my ass right at home.
Exactly.
But for me, it's like if I have a man, like sometimes I'll offer to pay for my man. That's if he's my man.
Exactly. If you're together already, you know.
Not someone that this is the first time we're ever hanging out and the very, very last time we're hanging out.
Right.
And he was like one of those guys that had long hair. So every 2 seconds he was like either running his fingers through it or flipping it. And I was like, oh, God, you're the epitome of a douche.
Yeah. Where do you meet people like this? I don't know. Well, that's wild, man. That's
you know
wild,
I can have conversations with anyone, and I struggle to have conversations with him.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, wow.
How old was he?
27.
So he's younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
27, what did you expect? I mean, these guys are like, they can't even pay their own way in a restaurant.
I know. I'm just going to go for like 40-year-olds
at
this point. Like 30, 37 and up.
Yeah.
What a loser, though.
Yeah.
That was my night. Yeah. But I feel well rested. I don't feel tired at all today.
Good.
And I went to bed at 3.
Really? Well, good for you. When you sleep longer, you don't get to sleep. You wake up and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to bring in our guest right now. Because we're trying to keep the show clean because he's a very respectable man. Go ahead, get on the mic. We're joined by Craig Taubman. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Thank you for having me. That was like the most exciting introduction I've ever heard. And if you have no plans tonight,
yeah,
you might want to might want to take me out.
Exactly.
The two of us are free, right?
And you'd expect her to pay, right?
Of course.
If she asked you out,
no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I asked a guy out, then yeah, I would expect to pay. I didn't ask him out.
Right. Whoever is asking, that's the one. I think if he's inviting you to go with him, he's the one that should pay.
I agree.
And generally, and that's usually how it works. The guy asks the woman.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the guy is expected to pay.
Yep.
And that's it. But it's always been like that, right, Craig?
Well, men always pay. You know, I remember in the 15th century, that's how we used to work things.
Yeah. You're that young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's how we did it. We went out and, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
we always had the other person pay.
Oh, I see. Okay. We're going to have a hard time with this guy today.
You've met your match.
Yeah, there you go. Greg, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You are here today to promote. Tell us a little bit about the event and what's going to happen with the, this is called the PICO Union Project. That's what you're part of, right?
Correct.
Tell us what that is.
The PICO Union Project is a multi-faith, multicultural space in downtown L.A.
Uh-huh.
It's housed in the oldest synagogue in Los Angeles, which was built in 1909.
Really?
Have you ever heard of Sinai Temple on Wilshire Boulevard?
I probably heard of Sinai everything, but yeah, the one in
Wilshire,
near
Beverly
Westwood?
Glen. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one.
So that is where they moved to.
Oh.
And in 1926, they moved to another location, and in 1926... a Welsh Presbyterian church moved in, and for 88 years, they took care of the building.
Right.
And so the synagogue became a church, and then my wife and I bought it about 5-6 years ago, and I'm a musician.
Uh-huh.
I was going to make it into a hip club where you could go and get a really good drink and have anybody you want come and pay for them.
Decent guy. Right.
And great music.
Uh-huh.
Great food. And I asked my daughter, who was graduating from a school of community organizing, I said, Abby, what would you do? And she looked at me, that's a stupid question, Daddy. What does the community want? Why are you asking me?
Right, right.
And I asked the community, and the last thing they wanted was a place for alcohol to be served.
Right.
It's a kind of a struggling community.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of drugs and alcohol already indigenous.
What part is it called?
PICO Union.
PICO Union, that's the name of the area?
Right. It's just west of the 110. It's 2 blocks from the Staples Center.
Okay.
There's a lot of homeless over there, right?
Very few, actually, because it's residential.
Yeah.
And most of the homeless population wants to live away from
residential. They're usually where people walk a lot, right? That's where homeless are because they can, beg and stuff like that. And besides...
It depends on what homeless population you're talking about. You have the beggar population, but now you have 10-15% students who can't afford to go to school.
Really? That's what we were talking about. I mean, these people can be just people that we know that yesterday had a place to live, right?
Lose their job and their safety net's $1,000 and now they can't pay their rent. See ya. We're out of here.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's struggling.
So it's a problem.
It is a problem, but we look at the bright side.
Right.
Let me just backtrack really, really quickly. I asked the community what they wanted. They wanted a safe place for their kids to gather, for them to gather.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the best way of doing that was to invite faith communities to rent space from us. So we have 2 Latino churches that meet there, an African-American church,
uh-huh.
a Korean church, a mosque meets there, and a Jewish church.
In the same building?
In the same building.
Really?
But like obviously at different times.
Yeah, but it's a good joke. Doesn't it sound like the beginning of a joke? So 2 Latino congregations get together.
Yeah.
But yeah, they meet at different times.
Right. Now, don't they? What about all the stuff that they have to have there? Like the Torah?
Very, very little stuff.
Yeah.
The building's stunning. There's Stars of David. that are stained glass windows that are gorgeous, gorgeous wood. And every church has a little closet that they put stuff in. And there's, you know, like for Christmas, our first year, I bought everybody a Christmas tree.
Right.
That's what a nice Jewish guy does. Right? Hey, happy Merry Christmas. And they said, well, we don't like Christmas trees. None of the churches like Christmas trees.
Really?
So I took it home and I had a Christmas tree. And, you know.
Yeah. Hanukkah bush is what
Hanukkah
they call it.
Bush.
When you're Jewish,
they call Mazel Tov. Here's your Hanukkah bush.
Yeah.
But our real thing that we do is we serve the community. Our mission statement is love your neighbor as you wish to be loved, and you don't get to meet your neighbor. So we create opportunities for people to get to know their neighbors, and if they get to know their neighbors, they can make a choice to love them or not. Love them,
right?
But they're not just outing the others, saying, "Oh, you know, black people, you know, Latino," because
right.
I do, and what you're saying is not true,
right?
You know, I know Muslims, and they're actually not planting bombs,
right?
So we create that opportunity. We every second and fourth Thursday of the month, we distribute 10 pallets worth of fresh produce to the community for free. We do cooking classes for the community. Yesterday, there were about 25 people in the community that came for a diabetes workshop, and they learn good cooking practices,
right?
And diabetes is rampant in that community, not just because of genetic predisposition, but also that's a big word, predisposition.
It's like five,
five syllables.
Good for you. That's probably the longest word you say today.
indubitably. Genetically predisposed to it, but also there's no grocery store within 2 miles. We're in a food desert. So if you
That's
eat,
terrible.
That's terrible.
But what do you do if you have like a late night craving? You just got to pray you have something in your fridge?
Or have a car, I guess.
There are very few cars in the community.
Really?
Very few. It is the average median income, of the community is $23,000 per household.
So that's pretty
With
poor.
Everyone in the household.
With everyone, and sometimes there are two families in a given household.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's a whole different world. But
I mean, I'm not making a lot, but like, I mean, I'm just by myself, you know?
But let me ask you this. If there's a family with a few people there, aren't any of them working?
Yeah, they're working, but they're working
like for
minimum wages.
Right.
Yeah, minimum wage is like $14 an hour.
Whoa, okay. No. That's the positive minimum wage. Minimum wage means that, hey, you want a job?
Right. We'll give you whatever
we want. What
does
that
mean? I'll give you $8. You don't like it? Fine. I'll get somebody else to get it.
Right. Like, you know, like
is it
landscaping
illegal?
It's not illegal, but it's immoral.
That's horrible.
Yeah. And I think that's the problem with American society right now is that everybody's getting rich on the backs of others as
but
opposed to sharing.
But why is it immoral? I mean, in capitalism, there's supply and demand, right? Now, you said if I can't get you, I'll get somebody else. That's good. There's a lot of people willing to do that kind of work. But if there wasn't, then they'd pay them more. I think the market decides those prices. So I don't know if it's immoral, but you know, I mean, yeah, because that's business. You know, it's not like,
I feel,
you know, he doesn't have to work for that kind of money if he doesn't want to.
I feel like there's a lot of people that come here that are illegal,
right?
And they have no choice but to take that $8,
right?
Like I was at my apartment building yesterday, and the cleaning people were there, and not a single person knew any English, and in my head, literally in the elevator, I was like, they're probably getting paid garbage to do this.
Right, right.
And garbage to do work that nobody else wants to do.
Right.
So it's the people who do have the means, who can pay a fair wage, and don't because they know they can take advantage of people.
Right, right.
And that might be capitalism, but that I don't, from my experience, it's not good capitalism. Mm-hmm. At one point was a very successful musician, and I could afford to hire any musician I wanted. But because people wanted to work for me, I could pay them less if I wanted to.
Right.
But if I want to work with great musicians, if I want to work with great people, great artists, then I have to treat them like great people and great artists.
Right.
I think the American form of capitalism was not taking advantage of the other, but partnering with the other.
Right. But you're showing capitalism too. I mean, you're saying that, you know, people you'd pay them more because they're with you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they would take less, wouldn't you give them less?
No.
If they asked you for less?
No. I often will tell them.
I mean, what's fair? You're saying fair wages. What's fair?
I don't know what's fair these days. Like, what is, without being lowballing, what is minimum wage?
I don't know. What is it today?
I think that you have to ask another question.
Okay.
What do people need to live comfortably?
Probably at least $25 an hour.
That could be. Now, if that's true, and with that $25 an hour, that person comes to work and they're well-fed because then they can afford
food. Right.
They're sleeping in a good bed.
Right.
And they're not drinking excessively because they're depressed or whatever it is.
Right.
And they don't have to, they can actually afford to send their kid to a school or walk their kid to a school or buy a car. Then at the end of the day, I think the bottom line of that business excels. You know, we had that too, is capitalism. You could have looked at the feudal times where, with the kings and queens,
right.
Everybody worked, but we all worked for the king and queen. It was
right.
The king and queen were the boss. We worked for the sultan. We worked for the big people, the king, the big people. Okay.
Okay. The ones with the money. And the
now, in America, we have the same thing, except it's not our president that is king, although sometimes he thinks he is, but it is
legit.
It is every, you know, there are many billionaires,
right,
that are creating pockets of wealth,
right,
and huge deserts of poverty. Mm. And is it legal? Yeah, I didn't say it's illegal. I said I think it's immoral, and I think down the line we all suffer if we treat people. Remember the motto it comes from the Bible.
Right.
Love your neighbor as you wish to be loved.
Right.
Would you want to be loved that way?
But does it mean sharing your money with other people?
No, I'm not talking about sharing.
So let me understand this. I don't know.
I think we should go back to Danny's date last night.
I know.
Because it's like
okay,
a lot
so let's
more
get
simple,
out of
right?
economics. Let's not talk economics.
I'm fine too because
I'm a strong capitalist, and I believe that people pay what the market will bear and people will
No, that's
will
not
spend.
True, Sam.
Let me ask you this for a moment. You said $25 an hour is reasonable, right?
Yeah.
Fair.
20 minimum.
Okay. So let's say I'm running a business, all right? Now, I can't pay you 25. I can pay you 20 or 15, right? So what happens is this. I can't hire you for your price. So then you say, well, okay, so I'll work for you for less. I'll work for 15 or something, right? And that's how it works out. No, let's say
a lot of people
let's say
won't
I can
do that,
afford,
though.
No, but let's say, okay, so let's say I can afford
right.
to give you more, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now my expenses are higher. My prices are going to be higher. That creates inflation, and then everybody pays more money. So the people you give more money to now have things that are more expensive to buy. So it ends up being the same thing. That's how I see it. What do you say?
You're wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, in an exclusive capitalist market, yes.
Okay.
But the reason we have so many homeless people.
Right.
The reason why there's so much crime.
Right.
Is not because of capitalism. Mm-hmm. It's because of people taking advantage of other people. Just because you can get away with it doesn't make it right. It makes you might because you have the power to get away with it.
But who decides what's right and wrong, Greg?
You. Only you.
Okay.
Only
so,
you. I'm not
so
saying
you,
the government
so
comes in
opinion.
Here and tells me.
Right.
It's an opinion.
Okay.
I'm saying the people who I work with, I will ask them, are you able to live on this?
Right.
There's somebody who's, we have a show on this Saturday. Okay.
Okay.
And we had an event a couple of weeks ago and we had puppeteers. And this guy is trained by the Jim Henson. He's a puppet master. He's a master. He's one of the best puppeteers I've ever seen. It was an afternoon where we gave back to the community. And we only had $75, okay, to pay him. And he was amazing. I said, are you free by any chance to come to our show on Saturday? He said, sure. He said, I assume it's the same rate as last week. And I said, no, that was not fair. You were giving back to the community at that time.
Mm.
Let me give you a decent wage. What would you typically charge for a show?
Right.
And he was, whoa, seriously?
Right.
And is it okay if I bring my partner to come with me? You don't have to pay her? I said, no, we'll pay her too. Because you get what you pay for, both in dollars and in attitude.
Right.
So for your situation, when it's like an event that you're putting on for the community, you don't pay people because it's almost like showing up to community service.
Yes, but if we can, we do.
Right, but then for an event that you're having this Saturday,
we're making money. The tickets start at $50.
Okay, so
go
then
up
it's
to
like
$25,000 sponsorships.
Oh shit!
That's,
okay.
Yeah, maybe Danny says, "Yeah, I'm. What do you want me to do on Saturday? I'm gifted artist."
Yeah, exactly. For that kind of money, maybe you could pay me fairly. Go on, Craig.
So I think it's you get what you pay for.
Do you live in the community, or you grew up there and you're just giving back now?
Three blocks from here. I live like on Coldwater.
Oh, like Coldwater. Is it called Coldwater Canyon?
Yeah,
Canyon?
It's Studio Canyon. City.
Yeah, Studio City. Yeah, yeah. Okay, but did you grow up there? Or you just found the community.
I grew up on the west side.
Yeah.
I went to Walgrove Elementary School. In Venice, and then I went. My dad hit it big, and we moved to Brentwood. We were like,
he hit the lotto.
Yeah, well, no, the Jewish Jeffersons. Kids, let's pack up the car. We're moving to Brentwood.
Yeah,
and nobody else was Jewish there at the time. Is that what you're saying?
I hope not.
Why?
So you bought this church, and the reason you know this community is because the church is in the community. So you got to know it as in the process of buying that piece of property.
Well, we polled them. We asked them. We met with them.
Right.
We canvassed the community.
Right.
And it's taken years. We've planted. Here's another thing we've done. We've planted hundreds of trees in our community.
Right.
All right. So let's do this math, right?
Okay.
This is a fascinating thing. Every civilization throughout history that has flourished has done so with tree cover. They've done so with trees that give them shade. And in the Bible, it says, Vayashvu ish tachat gafno, that every person is entitled to sit under their own fig tree, or their own grape tree, okay?
Right, vine.
Vine. Okay. Everybody's entitled to that, right? And when they do, what do they have? Shade?
Mm-hmm.
Shelter, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have sustenance from the fruit.
Right.
And they can also have a little wine.
Right.
They can make from it.
And the trees generate oxygen and stuff,
exactly,
so that helps.
Exactly.
If you
go to downtown L.A., there are no trees.
No
like
trees.
None.
They can't afford to water their trees.
Wow.
They're the last place taken care of.
I don't like
LA
downtown.
Live.
I really don't like downtown.
But
he says it's starting to look
but it
good.
It loves
there.
You. Downtown. No. Okay, but I want to be clear here, okay? If now people can afford to plant trees and water it, now the community comes up. People feel good. I think there is a give and take in all of life and all of nature. And this sounds like a little bit of hyperbole and a little maybe touchy. Maybe we should hold hands and
sing. Okay, all right. But, and say.
Right, but I do think that you get what you sow. If you sow seeds of love and compassion, you get back love and compassion. If you sow seeds of, I'm going to take advantage of you and get what I can, then that's what you're going to get back.
Right.
Because if you don't pay Danny a fair wage,
right,
then this might, and now she's looking at me like this, well, maybe I should go.
Yeah, he's like, what are you talking about?
Sona's, you know, he's a nice guy, but maybe I'll go work with Craig.
Go be his co-host.
Right.
He pays fairly.
I pay fairly. I'm going to make sure that she takes me out for the margaritas.
Right,
okay,
that but, I paid for. Jeez.
Yeah. So tell me something. What made you want to buy that building in the first place?
I was going to make a club.
Really?
And honestly, a church for a club would be super cool.
Okay, I should tell you though, right? That's how we make our money.
Yeah.
Okay? Have you ever heard of Spaceland Presents, the Echoplex and the Echo, or Bootleg Theater? They are producers in downtown L.A. who are the producers in downtown L.A. of hip acts.
Right.
We do 4 to 8 concerts at the Pico Union with hip young millennials who come in. I've never.
But do you serve alcohol in those zones?
We serve alcohol
because
we have
a
liquor license.
Right.
The audiences are great, but we do you know Rhiannon Giddens? She's coming. She sold out 2 nights. Courtney Barnett.
Mm-mm.
We don't know any of those people.
Yeah. About
I hear of
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, duh. Yeah.
Well, he was there.
Oh, that's cool.
Really?
He wasn't.
Yeah, okay.
Paul, if you're listening,
he could
come to the Pico Union.
He could have been.
He could have been.
You know,
we would have believed you.
What's that guy's name? Jackson Brown was there. You know Jackson Brown. You probably
don't
know Jackson Brown, but he knows Jackson.
No, not a clue. Yeah. No.
Okay.
But it seems cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you make your money.
Yeah.
That's how you can do what you do.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now, so the project or the event is called what? Spirit, Story Song, and Spirit.
Yeah. So we've collected a group of people who are friends of mine, musicians of mine.
Right.
Musician friends of mine. And they're all coming together. We have an opera singer, Sarah Hershkovitz, who's been living in Germany, Berlin for the last 15 years. She's from L.A. She's coming back and doing something. We have...
It says mostly kosher. Do you know who that is?
They're great.
Are they?
They're amazing.
It's like a modern band, right, or something?
They're remarkable.
Really?
Really, really remarkable.
Wow,
and
we should
bring
up
the guy who started it actually has a choir in downtown L.A. for the homeless community.
Really?
It's called Urban Voices, and he rehearses with the homeless people for 3 times a week, and they perform all over the city.
Wow.
Yeah, and gives them hope. Song gives them hope.
I know.
Yeah.
Food for the soul.
I always see homeless people. I wonder how they got there. Like, what brought you to this point in your life? You know.
Drugs.
Sometimes I don't know if it's necessarily
illness.
Drugs all the time. Yeah, mental illness.
Parents who couldn't afford to educate their children. I'm just trying to milk my last, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's all tied up.
Yeah.
And they don't. They're not the only ones who suffer. All of society suffers.
Yeah.
When you drive your children by that, and they see it. There's an inequity. There's something that they say, there's something wrong here.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, and I went to Ralph's. I was telling Sam like a couple months ago, and I usually park in the parking lot, but I parked on the street because the parking lot was full, and I stepped in human shit.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And I was so upset.
That's disgusting.
I felt, and I was in flip-flops. I mean, thank God it was the bottom of my shoe, but like I literally threw the flip-flops away, and I was just like, how does someone just shit on the street?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Like, not in a bush, nothing, just like in the middle of the street.
Right. I'm really curious to hear what that band is like, because...
Google that.
I'm going to play it on YouTube right now, but it's like, what is it, like in Yiddish that they sing?
They sing in Yiddish, but they also will take like the song Ain't No Sunshine, and they'll do it with a Middle Eastern...
Really?
Here's
Ain't No Sunshine. Let's try this and see what they sound like. I'm really curious now. Fiddler on the Roof. I like this. It's like young musicians.
They're young. They're all like from Colburn School of Music, Berklee School of Music, like great musicians.
Yeah. Let's see.
You got to move it to the
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Do they sing?
Oh. She goes away.
Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay.
All right, well, it's an acquired taste.
Yeah, we got Lawrence,
but I like it.
Lawrence Juber, he toured with Paul McCartney, actually.
Really?
He's won 6 Grammys. He'll be there.
That's cool, man. So a lot of people, a lot of famous people in the community and stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now,
a lot of elected officials will be there.
Now, you
like politicians?
Yeah. Yeah, that support us. We get grants from the city and the county.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, that's cool. You know, I mean, you guys are celebrating diversity, inclusion, and that's cool. So do you have any other events where you bring all the people together?
A couple of times a year we do. So for Passover and Easter, we'll have a big Passover celebration. We have something called Faithsgiving, which is Thanksgiving. Last year we distributed 500 free turkeys to the community. Had a couple thousand people there, and that's everybody in the community. The rent, I should let you know, all the people who rent, all the faith groups that rent space from us, it's a lower rent with the expectation that you give back to the community. So you have to come on those Thursdays when we distribute food at least once a month. Your community has to come and help distribute food.
Wow.
You have to do a workshop in yoga. You have to do a... help with a cooking class. You have to help with planting trees in the neighborhood.
Right. And where do you guys get the food?
We get the food from something called Food Forward. If you go to Ralph's up the street, they have like B-plus produce. If you go to Gelson's, it's A-plus produce. If you go to Vons,
what's B plus produce mean?
It might have the
quality of
the quality's not as good. So Vons gets first pick. Right. I mean, excuse me.
Gelson's
gets first
pick. Where is that?
Where's Gelson?
I've never heard of that.
It's mostly in the valley, though, right? Or do they have any
in the
city
too.
Really?
It's very, very upscale.
It's, upscale,
you know, it's like,
grocery store.
Danny, you're orange.
Oh.
You know, it's
yeah,
rough.
I wouldn't be there. Yeah.
It's all in the rich areas.
Yeah.
But when their buyer looks at the food when it comes there in a case, and he or she opens up the case, and there's a bruised piece of fruit there.
Uh-huh. Sends it to Ralph's.
Take it away. Send it to Ralph's and say, I don't want that. So what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, we would throw it away because it was useless.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, Food Forward collects tons and tons of food and distributes it to communities who otherwise either couldn't afford it, or in our case, where there's no grocery store within 2 miles, you can't even get to the grocery store.
That's true.
So wild.
And you know, I often wonder, though, with all the unsold food, what do they do with it at the store?
Yeah, and then sometimes...
Now you know.
And then sometimes I wonder, like, when you go to the store at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning and they're just putting out the fresh meat.
Right.
Like, what they do with all the meat that doesn't get bought and stuff.
Right.
Now, that's a little
says,
more
right?
challenging, though, because the meat can become rancid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then there's a liability factor.
Yeah.
Right.
But other things like produce
is
dairy
easy.
Stuff, maybe.
Dairy is that more challenging.
Too. Yeah, it's like the same thing. It could just go bad, too.
If somebody gives us dairy from a store, and sometimes they do, then we'll take it. Because it's like the liability in our community, come on. No one's going to sue us.
Right.
But if you are a major organization like Food Forward or their distribution program, which is called Seeds of Hope, which is from the Episcopal Church, they can't afford the liability because that's a big business for them. It's a nonprofit.
Right.
But for us, it's, you know, we're dealing with 250 people in our community.
Right.
They know us. And
very cool.
They'll smell the milk and they'll say, hey, Craig, the milk is spoiled. Let's not serve it to the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If you guys think you might like this, it's a musical performance. Unforgettable Night is what they call it, and I'm sure it will be. There's a lot of artists there. So the Pico Union Project, that's in downtown, like you said, right?
It's 2 blocks from the Staples Center / LA Live.
Okay.
Yeah, I consider that downtown.
Yeah. Very cool. So that's going to be this Saturday, June 22nd.
This Saturday, June 22nd, www.picounionproject.org/spirit. I'll repeat that. It's www.picounionproject.org/spirit.
Right, and Pico is PICO, if you're not in L.A. and you haven't heard the name before. So that's a Saturday night. Sounds good. And it's not that pricey, right? I mean, you have some VIP stuff.
Yeah, but otherwise, the cheapest ticket is $50, and it is a tax deduction.
Right, and besides, you're helping, you know what I mean? So the event is to raise $100,000, right?
Yeah, we're pretty close, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
How cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Danny she forked over the first $10.
Yeah.
Well, if I'd known about it, I would have given a little bit.
So can I do a commercial right now? Is that all right?
Of course, yeah.
And I'm no F-bombs like you were scared of.
No.
So you heard of Me Undies, either one of you?
No.
You haven't heard of it either?
No.
Me Undies.
Go now. You should look online for Me Undies.
Okay.
So my son and his friend started this company called Me Undies. It's a subscription-based underwear company.
Yeah.
All right?
Uh-huh.
And they got hundreds of employees now, and it's like the hippest, coolest.
Actually, maybe I have heard of that.
It's men and women's underwear, and it's matching, and it's pretty cool. You guys
really?
Play your cards right, I will get you underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. To get underwear as a gift is unbelievable.
It is. It is inappropriate, and it's unbelievable.
Right.
Actually, they're necessary, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are.
This commercial was brought to you by MeUndies.
Yeah,
we've got
check
you
out
covered.
MeUndies.
Oh no, I've definitely seen
it's under
seen
MeUndies.com,
on
and you can check it
I've
out.
I've seen like influencers and stuff.
Yeah. They do a lot of podcasts. People sponsor them.
Yeah, matching pairs. Oh, it's pretty
they
nice.
Send me I have a decent following. I don't have any.
I'm going to go straight to the thongs. And
all right, now I'm leaving. Thank you so much. Had a great time. Thanks for the time.
So your son founded this company?
Well, he was the first hire.
Uh-huh.
And literally the first hire. Now they have, like I said, hundreds of people. So his title now is co-founder.
Wow.
Right.
Very
yeah,
cool.
That's what happens when you're the first person to rock with somebody who's got a crazy
okay,
idea.
Okay, so, but there you go, though. Yeah. Going back to our conversation earlier.
Right.
The guy could have easily said, you know what? You're not worth it.
Yeah. You're not the co-founder. There's right. only one founder,
and
it's me.
And it's all about me.
Yeah.
Right.
But his business has soared because of my son.
Right.
And my son's partnerships and his partner's partnerships with all the other people. Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They're going to stick with you.
That's true. That's very true. Did you grow up in L.A. here?
I did. I went to Pali High.
Uh-huh.
Then I went to UCLA for 1 year, and then I moved to Israel as a 19-year-old and performed, lived in Israel, studied in Israel, and performed in Israel for 3 years.
3 years.
And then came back and started writing music here.
Here?
Yeah.
Very
you
cool.
should, you know what?
Are you related to Vince Vaughn?
No.
Wait, does he look like
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and your voices are kind of similar.
So you should go to Disneyland. I mean, okay. go to YouTube.
Okay.
Right? So while we're schmoozing here.
Yeah.
So I was with Disney Records for many, many years. And you heard of Toontown in Disneyland?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so I wrote all the music for Toontown.
Really?
So if you go there to YouTube.
What do you want me to put in?
Type in Toontown.
Okay.
T-O-O-N.
Okay.
T-O-W-N.
Right.
Craig.
Craig, okay.
And it should pop up.
All right.
And Danny, you should go take a look at me there. I mean, I was like...
On there?
Yeah, I was like a long time ago. I didn't have white hair.
I think white hair is cool.
So do you want me to play Rockin' Toontown too?
Rockin' Toontown. Let's see what happens.
Wait, so is this a... This is like a piece of the park? Or what is this?
Land... you know, one of the rides... Land.
Right.
He's here with Mickey. Let me fast forward a little bit.
Is that you?
Whoa. Once upon a tune, just a short while ago, was a secret known to very cool.
Did you have to perform it too?
Yeah, he's performing. But now, you're invited. You guys can go to YouTube and check it out. It's a home away from home, a place to run and roam, where magic and mystery rule. Yeah.
There was a concert show at our space a month or two ago, let's say 2 months ago, and this woman came up to me and she said, "You're Craig, right?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "I think I used to work with you at Disney." And I said, I mean, that was like 30 years ago. She said, Yeah. You were at Disney Records? I said, "Yeah." And she said, "My name is Dia, and I used to do events and PR. She is producing our event."
Really?
And she's the one who hooked me up with this interview with you.
Wow.
In a small world.
Is that? Yeah.
It's weird how that
very
happens.
Very nice. We're talking
you know what? I'm going to interrupt there. It's not weird.
I think it's interesting.
It's not even interesting.
Yes.
I think, I said no.
Yes.
I am your older senior. No, I think it is going back to what I've been like preaching here.
What?
I was a nice guy back then.
Right.
She was a nice person.
Yeah, so you planted the seeds
you
of being.
You planted the seeds that 30 years later, she's going to say, "Oh, I'd like to work with him again."
Right.
Because I treated her with respect.
Right.
And she treated me with respect. Now, I could have paid her back then $4 an hour.
Right. Oh, my God.
I mean, I didn't pay her. It was Disney.
Right.
But you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think you get what you give.
Right.
So what do you think my job is going to get, Sam?
Which one?
The one that I'm dealing with right now.
Oh, I don't know. Do we want to go into that
now?
You can't talk about your job.
I can leave and...
No.
It's not
video.
Not
video
you.
It's not you.
Not you. It's just that they got her. She's getting into a complicated thing with a company that fired her.
Mm-hmm.
So if she does legal things, we don't want to really talk about it. You
right.
know?
Okay.
So, but at any rate.
But they didn't plant any nice seeds.
No.
No.
They said seeds of discontent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I planted nice seeds. I always showed up to work smiling.
Exactly.
Talked to all the customers.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Craig Taubman, and he's part of the Pico Union Project. And
Do you have a website?
We do. It's www.picounionproject.org.
I could have assumed that, but sometimes it's org instead of .com.
Right.
So.
Well, if you go to .com, it works well too.
Oh, it does?
I think it works with .net too.
Oh, okay.
You buy all of them. Yeah.
Does not work with .matrix though.
No,
I didn't even know if that was a dot.
Dot matrix. Those are printers before your time.
Oh,
that's
how
right.
printers were.
Oh my god.
Computer printers, you know? They would print with like dots.
That's amazing. I totally forgot.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're
no.
correct.
And then they had, yeah, and then they brought laser printers, and that changed everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Sam, you remember when we were kids, and the only way we could communicate was like we had to get on our ponies
right.
and deliver the messages.
Yeah, exactly.
But then
I
we got
wish
those
it was
smoke
like that
signals.
Now.
Those two cans, that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you were a kid?
It's like
we did that when I was a kid, too.
Yeah, telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the walkie-talkies, the toy walkie-talkies that your parents would buy you.
Yeah.
So, like, Gabby would be upstairs, I'd be downstairs, and we would just talk to each other in the walkie-talkie.
Is your sister Gabby?
Yeah. I always talk about her. Like,
it's
people
a twin.
Know.
Yeah. Twin sister.
Oh, really?
People know who I'm talking about, but yeah. Sorry.
My daughter's name is Abby, the one I talked about earlier,
right.
but she was this close to being a Gabby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she talk a lot?
So she's this close to being Gabby.
Yeah. But Gabby's name fits because she talks so much. Like, I talk a lot, but she talks a lot. I'm like, whoa.
How many children do you have?
I have two. I have Abby, who's 29, and Noah, who's 30. And Abby is a social worker at a Lawndale High School.
Is that out here?
It's in Lawndale, actually.
Yeah, Lawndale.
But is that California?
Somewhere, yeah.
Okay.
Inglewood.
A suburb,
Okay.
of LA, yeah, yeah. I know, most people haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
But she just took a new job. She's going to be with the county.
Oh.
And she's a social worker where she's going to be working in doing alternative sentencing for people in jails.
Wow.
So that when, instead of going to prison, they might be able to get a job, or if they need more counseling or whatever it is they need, she will, and her team, we'll assess these people and say, what's the best way to make an effort not to get you back in jail?
Right.
Wow.
Well, in California,
cool
you can only get
do.
Like three felonies, right? And then you're in jail for life? Or did they switch that yet?
That, you mean like the three strikes you're out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is absolutely insane, by the way.
Why?
Because like, what if it's like three minor felonies and then the third one you're just in jail for life? That's ridiculous.
No, I mean, if you commit a crime three times, that's enough.
But what if it
you
was
don't
like
belong in society?
Horrible circumstances or something.
I don't know. Well, maybe there's exceptions. That's why we have trials, you know.
Mm.
But at any rate, it's
I
a
just,
good thing
it's
to
weird.
Know somebody's doing that, you know. Because,
yeah, I'm very proud of her, and she's.
How's she doing in the dating scene?
I'm
Is
very proud
single?
Of her. She's single. She's great. I mean, they really. I have.
You have pictures too?
Heck yeah.
Maybe if
Come
you
on.
Hold it to the microphone, people will see it.
I'm just going to show Danny.
But,
it's really hard to date in LA.
Yeah.
It's
for
nice,
anybody.
You know?
It doesn't matter. It's like, oh, God.
And you'd think it wouldn't be because there's so many people here, you know? Such a big selection and everything.
Yeah, but because there's such a big selection, no one knows how to be loyal.
And there's also, you're in your car 90%. How are you going to meet someone
exactly.
in your car unless there's an accident?
Right.
Oh, God.
Well,
imagine.
But you don't really meet people on the street walking in New York either. You know, it's rare.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I feel rare. Like in New York, if I like was eating a donut from Dunkin' Donuts and somebody bumped shoulders with me and I dropped my donut and it just happened to be the love of my life, it could happen.
Yeah, right.
That's not happening here in L.A., though.
That's true.
Because it's like people walk in L.A., but really not that much.
No, only certain areas.
They get out of their Uber and they walk to the corner to where they're supposed to get dropped off. That's pretty much what happens out here.
I mean, people won't even park far from the door where they're going to because they won't go an extra step, you know? It's true.
Like
it's
the
really
yesterday
true.
When I was waiting for the Uber driver to pick me up from this disastrous date,
uh-huh.
he like drove past me and I had to walk all the way to the red light. And I wouldn't have minded, but I was in like a really gringy part of Hollywood. So I was like, ugh, like I don't feel like walking on this street right now.
Right.
But even at that, I was complaining about just walking up the street to the red light.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far.
I'm still, while you guys are talking, I'm still trying to find my kids.
I know.
That's
it's okay.
Funny.
You
can show it to us afterwards because nobody's going to see it anyway.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Now I feel guilty.
That's,
no, it's okay.
That's
I have like
funny.
No pictures of my parents.
Here, I got a picture of my dog.
Oh my God. Is that a Labradoodle?
It's just a poodle. See, take a look at that, huh?
Ah, very cute.
Uh-huh.
Very cute.
I want a dog.
So you got
so
a
bad.
Dog and two children.
I got a dog and two. And I have a wife.
Yeah, well,
anyway.
Yeah, naturally, you should.
So do you guys like vacation a lot?
My wife and I, every year, go with a group of people who hire me to be their like spiritual muse.
Yeah.
And it's a group of from Chicago, New York, and we go to crazy places. So last year we went to Spain for 2 weeks and I just have to sing a little bit and, you know, wax poetic about, you know, wage discrepancies and things like that. That was a joke.
I was like, that sounds horrible.
Yeah. The year before we went to, where do we go? There actually is a point I'm trying to make here.
That's
we went to Vienna and Budapest the year before.
Where's Vienna?
Austria. That's in Europe.
And the year before we went to Morocco, and the year before
I don't know to what point your geography ends, you know?
That's cool.
It sounds like it ends in West Hollywood.
Yeah. My geography.
Ralph's.
Yeah, Ralph's.
Right.
Ralph's and Trader Joe's.
Yeah. But I remember the point I was trying to make, and not because I just had a brain.
Right. Part, yeah, it happens. Okay. It happens to Sam on a daily basis.
We happen all the time. We were talking about our age, you know?
Yeah. To go to other parts of the world and to see history and what history created and what people created and how people destroyed each other and civilizations, it brings into focus the United States. The United States is a couple hundred years old. You had people like the church or the sultans from Turkey or
the kings.
And they ruled for hundreds and hundreds of years. But you also can go to places like Spain, and you have the golden age of Spain for 350 years that religions, instead of fighting each other, work together. The Muslims, the Christians,
and the Jews.
And the Jews.
I want to go to Spain so bad.
Spain is stunning. Right. Not as beautiful as you, Danny, but
it
is stunning.
Yeah, I want to go to Barcelona. Have you ever seen, there's two movies that inspired me to want to do this. I think it's called Me, You, and Chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I like that movie, but it's a little messed up. Right? Like, I don't think that's a good vacation for me. I'd be pissed. And then Eat, Pray, Love. I just kind of want to do what she did, but like with other people. Because I'm not trying to like get kidnapped or like, you know, not see anyone ever again.
Right.
Like, and when we went to Spain, it was eat, eat, eat.
Yeah. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
That's literally, I want to go on vacation and eat and fall in love with somebody like that I met who has an accent.
Then do it.
Barcelona.
That should be your goal.
I feel like that's why I'm still single, because my soulmate is like in a different country.
Different country?
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right, then go there.
I got to go to Rome and put my wish in the
Trevi
wishing well.
In the pool there, yeah.
That's on my bucket list. I just got to get over my fear of flying. I wanted to do hypnosis.
Yeah,
but my cousin did it to try to quit smoking cigarettes, and she still smokes cigarettes.
But it could work. Who knows? Try it. What have you got to lose?
I guess.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Craig Taubman, thank you so much for joining us. How can people contact you if they want to?
www.meundies. No, that's my son. Sorry. www.picounionproject.org. You can, if you can't come on Saturday, then come volunteer during the middle of the week. Come plant a tree with us. Come distribute food.
Do you do anything with animals?
He's doing enough as it is. It's okay.
I'm just saying, like, I'll help out with the animal part.
Yeah.
I'm not really, you know. If you like,
you're not into helping people.
No, I can't. I stopped myself because it was about to sound so bad. That's not what I meant.
That's okay. Some people have animals more than they like.
I do like animals more than I like people.
Really?
For sure. Yeah.
You need to examine.
Like, I'd
that,
wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to clean 700 dogs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you can come take my dog for a walk.
Yeah, I will.
Come on.
And if you ever need a dog sitter, I got you. I'm serious. I'm like the best with dogs.
Like a Spanish dog who has an accent.
Yeah.
All right, Craig. Well,
thank you, Sam and Danny.
Please come back. We'll talk a little bit more about your living in Israel and everything.
Yeah, I'll bring
Sounds
my guitar.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, if you want.
But, and everybody check out his son's website, meundies.com.
Exactly.
They're actually verified really cool, on Instagram.
Really cool underwear and stuff. And that kind of doesn't go with the event, you know.
I don't know.
This is his family. He can promote his family.
No, I know. But I'm just saying that it's like so different from that. I don't think there's anything wrong with selling underwear. You know?
I think it's actually really clever. Underwears are really, really, really important. And Victoria's Secret is about to be out of business.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they're so overpriced. Nobody's paying $30 for one pair of underwear. Like, are you crazy?
True. Yeah.
Actually, you don't even get one pair anymore. You just get one. One side.
Yeah, it's like it's ridiculous.
It's $56 if you want both legs.
Yeah, I spent $200 like a couple months ago on like, and all I got was like 10 pairs. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, so everybody check out the event. It's called Spirit. It's Saturday, June 22nd at the Pico Union Project, which is downtown LA. And if you go to the website, that we mentioned a couple times, and you'll be able to find out exactly
PicoUnion
where
Project
it is and everything.
Org.
It's on Valencia Street near downtown L.A. So there you go. The oldest synagogue building in L.A. built in 1909. Like
1909, yeah.
Very good. So you see.
Have you done any renovations to it?
We've done a lot. Yeah. I mean, the sanctuary has been updated. This was an interesting thing. The very first thing we did was update the outside of the building. We took the graffiti off. We fixed the windows. And it was a developer friend of mine said, if you're sincere about being of, by, and for the community, don't fix what's on the inside. It's the outside that will communicate to the community who you are and what you are.
There you go. And on that note, folks, that's something to learn.
Get them out of here now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exit stage left.
We have other shows to run here.
Exit stage right. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Danny, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not tomorrow, but Friday.
Can you send me a text to remind me, though? Because if I come in here, this motherfucker tomorrow. Oh, I just swore.
Oh,
okay. I want the whole show without swearing.
Yeah.
It's okay. No, yeah, his listeners will probably drop at 58 minutes, so we'll be good. Anyway, thank you for listening. We'll see you on Friday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.